Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To have my statements, my research, my work taken by a group of people and twisted to serve their evil aims, and then to have them behind the scenes trying to sabotage and block what we're doing, it's outrageous. And I have a responsibility to stand up against it and to resist it. And, you know, in my flesh, I'm like, look, I want to be successful. I could compromise. I could reach more people. I could go along with this. I could join these people. I've been offered, you know, to join the system many times and try to work through the system. No. We're gaining more stations and affiliates without selling out. And I'm glad I never have, because the truth is what matters. No, it's not good overall to sit there and go after these people. But back when the Democrats were opposing Bush, I said, you watch, when they get in power, they're going to be even worse. They're going to accelerate these programs. I told you a year and a half ago in the Obama deception, everything Obama would do. I told you his approval rating would go way down. I told you he'd be a one-term president unless they staged terror attacks. And now what's happened? And all these Democrats that hated me and got mad, they're finally waking up and going, you were right. And so what matters is that I put the facts on the line now. So some of you can disagree with me now, but later I want you to remember what I told you. I want you to be warned. I want you to understand, because News Corp is evil. News Corp in their TV shows and movies promotes global government, carbon taxes, and they admit they do. They promote the anti-gun agenda. They promote the Patriot Act. They promote it all, and it's designed for the American people. It's a bait and switch. And anything they are producing or putting out is done to just color themselves enough as patriots to sell you on going along with them. Same thing with Barack Obama, how he pitches towards the left. But there is nothing to deal with the left or the right. He's a global corporate puppet reading off a teleprompter. It's the science of betrayal. It's the science of getting your confidence. And it's so insincere when you watch these people. If you have any spiritual or psychological discernment, you could see right through it. Oberman, Beck, all of these people, they're playing a game. The only real hatred there is that they're competing with each other. And I have always taken the high road. I'm not in competition with these people. I'm in competition with corruption and evil. That's what I'm waging war against. But the system is positioning itself to control the left, control the right. There is a rebellion in Hollywood and in television. The majority of people have broken the paradigm. They love liberty. They're pro-gun, anti-vaccine. They know about eugenics. And there's a war in Hollywood to try to suppress a huge revolt at that level. So it's going on in the controlled left, the controlled right. It's going on in the media. It's happening everywhere. We're going to have courage, all of us individually, to stand up and to tell the truth and do the research it takes to understand how these sophisticated propaganda modes operate. Now, we've got Dick Gregory, civil rights icon, joining us. He's gone public for 9/11 Truth. Amazing information. And after he leaves us, remember Bloomberg a month ago, how every major insurance company has been caught basically stealing the insurance policies of dead veterans or disabled veterans from their families? And it turns out the Veterans Affairs, quote, made a secret deal with the major insurance companies to tell the troops to sign up with these agreements and to trick them and to steal their money. Veteran agency made secret deal over benefits. That'll give you an idea who runs this. They tell you Corps Exit isn't bad for you in the Gulf. They tell you the dust on 9/11 isn't bad for you. They tell the troops DU isn't bad for them now. There's been a real shift. We've always had a corrupt government, but now it practices evil like a doctor practices medicine. And now Bill Gates admits the death panels are real and they're good.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The ruling class, the social engineers, are here to divide and conquer us. They stage economic, military, and terror events like the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. And there's no doubt that if you study the 9/11 event, you know it's an inside job. I remember the Rand Corporation, PNAC with Dick Cheney, and countless others saying in 2000, 2001 that we need giant Pearl Harbor events. Zbigniew Brzezinski said the same thing. We need giant terror attacks to sell a domestic police state and a global empire for the corporations that own America. America was conquered a long time ago. And if we're not honest about this, we're not going to be able to fix it. The Democratic Party's run by these banks. The Republican Party's run by these banks. But somebody who I've always seen who has incredible courage, who I've admired, frontline civil rights activists, beaten, arrested, you know, with Martin Luther King, Dick Gregory. And I remember in the 80s and the 90s, he led the charge exposing CIA crack cocaine, later got declassified, admitted in the 1996 CIA Inspector General hearings in Congress. I watched them on C-SPAN. I was on air by then. I covered on the radio and TV. But they still come out in the media and say it's a conspiracy theory. Now on Fox News, this is coming up later in the next hour, they come on and say, yeah, we're growing the opium. What's the big deal? So they hide all this in plain view. They think you're stupid. And Dick Gregory has now put his major gravitas out there on the line again and is on a hunger strike for a real investigation of the controlled demolition of Tower 1, 2, and 7. And we don't just have the former German defense minister or the number three guy in the Japanese government going public, or thousands and thousands of engineers and physicists and scientists, or the police on video on CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7. I mean, it's hidden in plain view. They count on you not having the courage to be able to admit this. And if they can get away with that, they'll get away with telling you core exit's not bad for you, the EPA and Obama in the Gulf, as people drop dead and get sick. Like they told you the dust wasn't bad for you on Ground Zero. It's not just they don't care about you. They like hurting you and then denying you medical care. It's the same thing with the depleted uranium, as I said before the break. You've got to really get it how predatory and wicked these people are, and that our children and our society has no future if we don't say no. So Dick Gregory joins us for the rest of the hour. We're very, very honored to have the civil rights icon on with us today. And he says he's got some breaking news before we get into why he's going public for 9/11 Truth. Mr. Gregory, we salute your courage.
Thank you, my brother. Peace and love to you. And let me say there's a whole lot of us out here that get trashed by the New York Times and the Washington Post. But as long as there's a brother and a human being like you that lift us up, we say, well, I can't say what you really want to say, but the New York Times can do. But I've always said, if I could be born over again and name myself, you know what I name myself? Conspiracy theorist, Gregory. Because I've always felt that my truth don't have to be validated by somebody else's ignorance.
That's right, and when they use the term conspiracy theory, it's a label meaning don't listen to that guy.
Yes. Well, the greatest conspiracy, see, a lot of people think conspiracy theories just started, but I go back to day one, and I'm a devout Christian, okay, whatever that means. And it's kind of funny. You can go all over the world and go to red light district, and you can recognize a prostitute by their demeanor. But if I don't tell you I'm a Christian, you don't know it. Got to be something wrong with that, right?
Absolutely.
But when I sit and I look at my Bible, and it says that in the beginning there was one person named Adam. Now, we're not talking about who made you. We're not talking about, Buddha, Muhammad, or Christ. This is one person created by the same force that created the universe. And one day he said to God, I am lonely. And when God didn't say, shut up, you can't be lonely, ain't nobody here but you, then that's when the conspiracy theory started. Once we let them get by with that. And then they told me, hey, we killed Jesus on Friday, so I want you to call it a good day. So I call it a good Friday and don't have no problem with that. So last night, a story broke out of Memphis yesterday. I didn't get it till late. And I've been up all night calling folks with radio and to announce last night. And for those of you that's listening, and Brother Jones, let me say to you, money is not power. Education is not power. But information is power. And if I give you bad information, you have bad power. And that's what America, it wasn't that America started off. It's always handled it like that. We just beginning to see it now because of people like you and people who's willing to lay their life on the line to say, hey, this is what this is all about. Now, we got a hard job to do because if you look at the stats, America is 1/6 of the world's population, but we consume 94% of the world's hard drugs. That's not counting alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine. So when you realize what we got to work with, it is totally insane and crazy. And so, again, I say thanks to you. The story that broke, it was an African-American. Well, no, it was a Negro man. In the early days of the Civil Rights Movement, he was a photographer. And I tell those of you all that's listening that participate in Google, look this up so when you get off and finish the show. The Memphis, the number one morning paper in Memphis, the Memphis Appeal. The guy's name is Ernie Weather. He have been documenting the civil rights movement. He's respected all over the world. And the story that broke yesterday is photographer Ernie Weather doubled as FBI informant to spy on the civil rights movement. So when you think about the people that have died, the people who have been framed, the people that have gone to jail, and you look back at this human being. Now, he is more bothering than that. He is when they asked Andy Young about it. Andy Young, who was one of King's trusted lieutenants, Andy Young said that Andy, they quote Andy, now 78, said, it isn't bothering that Withers secretly worked as an informant with sniping the with picking the civil rights movement. I always liked him. He was a good photographer. And then he says, what's wrong with a brother making some extra money? I don't think Dr. King would have mind him making a little money on the side. Now, let me tell you. If the Ku Klux Klan said that, or a white conservative Republican said that, decent people would be out of their mind. But a thug like Andy Young can say that with admiration. That's like somebody said, oh, Hitler was a good photographer. And so, again, when you look at this, and I've called my research as we see this.
Well, they're telling us that being a betrayer, being a Judas Iscariot, being a Benedict Arnold, being a spy is a good thing, and that you should be proud of being treacherous. I mean, it's just like they tell us torture is good or preemptive wars are good. They're selling us pure evil and now exercising evil out in the open, like they come out and say, yeah, we're growing the opium. Yeah, we're shipping the drugs in. Yeah, we put out fake bin Laden videos. I mean, the CIA came out, and they're just training us to accept pure evil.
You know, when you have somebody answer a question like that, it sounds like they're covering themselves for the day when theirs will come out. Okay. There's no way the number one assassination in the history of planet Earth was the King. And I say that because of the news media. There's many assassinations, but nobody got to see them with your eyes. And here's a man that's part of that. Next to him, one of his close advisors is a photographer that was more than a photographer. He was trusted. He sit in the room. He was given Hoover all the plans, what was going to happen, when it was going to happen. And he was heavily involved in the last day of King's life.
This is incredible. So you're saying, is that the same photographer that took the famous shots of Jesse Jackson pointing?
Yes.
That guy was a federal informant, and we know the government was involved in killing Martin Luther King. This is incredible.
You know, when you stop and think, here's what else is incredible. If you go back, you remember that famous shot, right?
Yes.
Now, think about if you and I were standing on the balcony and a shot come out, are we going to hit the ground?
Yes.
Because we don't know if there's going to be another shot, right?
Yes.
So why was that group standing up pointing up the wrong direction when the shot really came from the ground? Unless they knew it wasn't going to be another shot.
Well, that's the word I've gotten about. Well, there's been some questions about Mr. Jackson.
There's been a lot of questions about Jackson. There's been a lot of questions about a whole lot of people. When you read this article, there start being questions about Benjamin Hooks. There start being questions about a whole lot of people in that movement who nobody ever suspected. Because let me tell you how I get tricked. I grew up in the Baptist church, okay? I grew up seeing pictures of Judas. And Judas, they told me when I was a little boy, Judas portrayed Jesus Christ. And Judas always had this strange look on his face. So when you see that as a little boy, you say anybody that's working as a an informant, you can tell. This guy was so kind and peaceful and loving. And so now the whole Judas thing, Judas has a new face now. And so when you stop and think about, and when you read that article, you will see a whole lot of folks that they ask questions to, the invaders, if it is what happened.
Yeah, you're saying a lot of other inner people are acting suspicious and saying, hey, there's no big deal being a federal informant. And as you're saying, that shows that the evidence is they don't feel guilty because they did it too. Mr. Gregory, stay there. We've got a quick break coming up. I want to finish up with this, then get into your going public for 9/11 truth. Dick Gregory is our guest, civil rights icon, amazing intel on the Martin Luther King assassination. It's all coming up. We'll give you the headline on the news article as well when we return. Stay with us.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 14th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.5720. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.9050, $6.4525 for a half ounce, or $3.2263 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.9050, $6.4525, or $3.2263.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, going back to Dick Gregory. Dick, we've got limited time here with you, but this is major breaking news. I want to Google search that headline out of the Memphis newspaper. Give us the name of the paper and the headline again. We're also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll put that news article up as a record of what you've been covering. Give us the news headline and the newspaper.
The Memphis Commercial Appeal. It was in Monday's paper, and the headline was photographer Ernie Withers doubled as FBI informant to spy on the civil rights movement.
So if you just search man doubled as informant, the spy on civil rights movement. That should pull it up from the Memphis appeal. We're going to get that up on screen right now. Now, obviously, sir, it's an honor to have you. I want to get you back up soon now that I know you like the work we're doing and are familiar with it. But I do want to start getting into your 9/11 hunger strike and that whole giant issue. But any other points you want to make about his chief photographer, now it being admitted that, there it is, photographer Ernest Weathers doubled as FBI informant to spy on civil rights movement. He provided agency with insider view, a volatile period, and they spin the whole filthy article like this is a good thing. Betraying a serious leader who put his life on the line, who gave speeches in the month before saying he knew he was going to be going home soon, a man who put his, you know, you say whatever you want about Martin Luther King, he had courage. Just like Mahatma Gandhi, and they killed him better than a hammer, and the evidence is clear, and James Earl Ray admitted it was all a setup. Please continue.
And so what we're looking at now is when you look at September the 11th, the reason this is different, well, when you look at all the other assassinations, before Kennedy was killed, did you have a show?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so there was nobody out here that had looked at it. When Martin was killed, all at once now, when September the 11th hit, you got folks out here. Let me tell you, I'm the one released the pictures with Ron Brown, who was Secretary of Commerce.
And you were the guy that made them admit, they called you a conspiracy theorist, that the head coroner at the Air Force, a colonel, said he had a bullet hole in his head, and others did. We know they had special forces on board. They killed everybody, blew the hatch, and he lowed out. Go ahead.
Well, here's what happened. They couldn't deny it because the people that did the autopsy brought the pictures to me.
That's right.
And so I'm saying we have outlets now. But let me just tell you one thing. Is your mother alive?
Yes.
All right. If you walked in the house and your mother was on the phone and you said, who are you talking to? She said, I just dialed 911. What kind of look do you think you would have on your face?
Shock.
All right. Anytime you say 911, that tells the brain to be scared. So what?
So of course they picked 9/11 as a psyop and as a calling card.
That's right. But remember, in America, we never use a number for the month. We say Halloween is October 31st. Christmas is December 25th. We use a number for the first time because they have done the research and know every time you say that what happens.
And the subconscious message exactly is double fold. You call 911 for help, but the 911 is the government's number, and that's why Fox TV, 6 months before, put out an episode where the government runs a drill, so the rest of the government stands down, to fly a hijacked jet by remote control into the World Trade Center to then blame it on Afghanistan. Psychology shows that serial killers like to play games and let
that's
you know
right.
what they're doing.
Well, let me just say this to you here. Because you know so much about the news media. If you was working for NBC, right, and on September the 11th, you witnessed, you're the one that had the video camera that took that second building being hit, right?
Yes. Tell me?
You would want a Pulitzer Prize, okay? Your name would be world-renowned, and you would get $40,000 a week. How come we don't know who took that picture? How come one of the most famous pictures in the history of the planet, how come nobody knows the name of the person that took that picture? And so you see, they don't count on folks like us, like you. And people, see, there's a lot of people that know things, but they never had nobody to call. I know what you do. I know how many people call you. I know you got to sift through. You got to have fantastic research because the government will give you tips to throw everybody off. And so you have to look through it and say, wow, okay. And so consequently, if you look at the fire station, which is a block and a half away from the World Trade Center, and that day there were 343 firefighters that died.
And hold on, Dick Gregory, long segment coming up. Sorry, that one was short. Dick Gregory is our guest civil rights icon, and I love the way his mind works, all these angles, points he's making. He's asking questions. He's being a skeptic. He's questioning his government, the greatest form of patriotism. We'll be right back with Dick Gregory. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Dick Gregory's our guest, dickgregory.com. I mean, he's exposed it all, ladies and gentlemen. The murder of Ron Brown, the CIA drug trafficking, now he's on 9/11, JFK, RFK, MLK, and we're going to definitely have him back up on a routine basis. We're really glad we got him on the show, because I've always liked Dick Gregory. I know that much of the black leadership are a bunch of paid-off foundation eugenicists who've done their job to make sure 51% of blacks haven't been born since 1973, and I want to bring that up with him before he leaves us today. You see, I look at a child, a black child, a white child, a Hispanic child, an Asian child. I may not like racists that are in all their groups that don't like me because of the color of my skin, but I love those children, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you something. I think about all those millions of dead black babies every day. But side issue, that it's big, though, and I want to raise that later. I want to tell you about a few sponsors that made today's show possible. I love this new sponsor, and I'm using it in my own home. We don't watch a lot of television. Mainly, you know, DVDs. We're not even really hooked up to television. We have to put the rabbit ears on. But it's so hard to program a TV with all the adult channels that it doesn't seem to work. Well, this will do that very easily. And it's a power cop where the plug just goes into this little easy-to-use box. It's like a clock radio. I mean, I'm not very technical, and I know how to use it easily. We tested it out. We got it about 3 months ago, and now I approved it, and it's a sponsor. I have to approve each sponsor. We say no to more than 80% of the sponsors that come to us, so it makes it tough to fund our operation because we only promote things that I believe in. But parents, are your kids wasting away hours and hours watching TV or playing computer and video games? Are their grades slipping? Is your family time non-existent? If so, we have the answer. Get control back with the Power Cop. The Power Cop is an easy-to-use programmable device which limits the amount of time you allow them to use each day. So you don't have to watch them. You can say if you do all your chores and stuff, you get 1 hour of video games every 2 days or 1 hour of TV. The Power Cop is an easy-to-use programmable device which limits the amount of time they can watch. Childhood obesity is on the rise. Get your kids away from the screen and get them active again. Take control of your family with the Power Cop. 800-6941-COP. 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 Or go to thepowercop.com. One word, thepowercop.com. Great new sponsor. And lastly, I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. The fabric's made here in the U.S. It's sewn here in the U.S. Triple sewn, motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, shirts. They've got a lot of free deals right now. When you buy any one product, get a free Don't Tread on Me bandana that's made out of great gusset denim. GussetClothing.com, all made in America. GussetClothing.com or 888-GUSSET. 4-8s Gusset, G-U-S-S-E-T. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Check out all the great Made in America products at GussetClothing.com or 888-GUSSET. Okay, I'm done with the great sponsors, but they make it all possible. Going back to Dick Gregory, civil rights icon, let's get in, continue with 9/11, your years of research, your main issues, why you're going on the hunger strike. Dick Gregory, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Where we left off was there was 343 firefighters that died that day, not counting the one that was injured. So if you look at the fire station, the company that was one and a half blocks from the World Trade Center. So when they looked at the World Trade Center, because of the insurance company, there's 54,000 people that worked in that building. And so when you stop and think about in the course of a day, 130,000 people would come in that building, not counting the workers. So if your smoke detector, the battery blow out at home, you go get another one. But because of the insurance in the World Trade Building, you can't just go get one. You have to call the fire department, and that company right around the corner would bring and come and fix it, and then send you a bill. That company would go a minimum of 50 times a day to the World Trade Building, a maximum of 75 times a day, every day. The day of September the 11th, not one firefighter from Company 7, a block and a half, was killed or injured. Now, somebody got to say, wait a minute, did somebody know something? All these firefighters come in, and we got 343 killed, not coming, and not one killed or injured in a fire station a block away. So when you start looking at all of these things that hang out, too, that building was built really by Rockefeller when Nelson Rockefeller was governor. You see, that area was the only area since the Depression that was an economic disaster. So Rockefeller decided when he was governor, he would ram a bill through to float bonds to build it. So he put it through. The bonds came out of his brother's bank, which was the Rockefeller Bank, the Chase Manhattan. So they built it, and it was like a white elephant. It couldn't take off. So because of Rockefeller's power and influence in the Republican Party and in America, they got every agency in Washington, D.C., especially in to rent office space. That's how they filled that building up. And so consequently, the reason the Port Authority cops guarded, and a lot of Port Authority cops got killed. Let me tell you, if there's a bombing today at the Empire State Building, the Port Authority cops have no jurisdiction over that because that's not a state building. Now, think about when that building was blown up, it had been sold, leased. with your soul. Now think about that nobody's talking about. If you have a World Trade Building that is owned and financed by tax money in the state, then how are you going to lease it or sell it to somebody without having a bid? How are you going to lease it or sell it to somebody without anybody knowing this transition that happened? And so when they took Selma and let him lease it for 99 years, that means that the federal government now has no jurisdiction over it. So why was the Port Authority still guarding that building?
Well, they were also running a drill that day of Tripod 2 of the towers being attacked, so they were using that to make everybody stand down. They also went on the loudspeakers and told everybody stay at their desk because they needed somebody to get killed that day. This is all on record.
That's right. And so when you stop and look, and see, here's the funny thing. Everybody thinks, that Fox News is right and CNN is left. Let me tell you, at the top, all of them is the same. How come you don't hear nobody on Fox News talking about the Federal Reserve? How come you don't hear nobody saying what you just said? Is the New York Times and Fox News and CNN, are they that much dumber than us? When Kennedy was shot, his car turned down Elm Street. That car was not supposed to go down Elm Street. That decision was made a week before. Now, then if that car wasn't supposed to go down Elm Street, how did Lee Harvey Oswald know to get a job there if it wasn't coming there? So when you just look at the small pieces and you turn them around, the big mystery to me is with 54,000 people working in that building, and we know 3,000 plus was killed, X amount went to the hospital, you got 40-some thousand people that got away. How come nobody's never interviewed one of them? How come they don't say, well, on the fifth anniversary, we're going to bring the winners who beat it? We got 40,000 people that got away. How come we don't put them in a big football arena? How come it's such a mystery around the ones that got away?
How come most Americans say Building 7, what's that? And the news announced it had fallen in its own footprint an hour before, 25 minutes before. They said it's fallen from fires in its own footprint, a total collapse that had never happened in history, happened three times that day. And we have the footage, multiple newscasts, police saying, get back, they're blowing it up. I mean, and that building was FBI, CIA, Port Authority. That was their command base.
That was the command base. And that didn't happen until 5:20 that evening. Is that kind of scary? You know, we look at the top two buildings that fell. And let me tell you something else that you can pull up and look. The next day, that was on the 11th, 12th. On Wednesday, the San Francisco Chronicle ran a front page story where Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco had been warned not to take that Tuesday morning flight into New York. Now, at the time, nobody said who warned him. We know now it was Condoleezza Rice. Now, that was a front page story. You know, no other paper ever ran that story. Now, you go back to that Friday, which would have been the 14th. They had another front page story in the San Francisco Chronicle that said that ex-Secretary of State George Shultz had received information on September the 7th, that building was going to go. And nobody ran. Here you got the Secretary of State saying, yes, I had information, front page story in the San Francisco Chronicle, and no other paper picked that up. You have put options and call options. Now, my grandmother wouldn't know what that is. That means that today you and I can bet that we believe that Sears and Roebuck stock going to go up, and we can put $30 million. If it goes down, we lose it. If it go up, we got a gravy train. On the day of September the 11th, there was 6,400 people that had bet the day before that the United Airlines stock would go down. There was 6,000-some people.
It was triple. It was triple the previous record put option, not just on airlines, but against American and United specifically. And then it came out in German papers. Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, his firm had made the majority of the bets.
Well, here's the problem. In order for you to make a bet, they have to know who you are so they can pay you off if you win, or know who to collect it from if you lose, right?
Yes, sir.
How come nobody's ever brought those folks in for a hearing to find out? The other thing is, in your home state, the astronauts, when their rocket blew up over Texas, remember that?
Yes.
And they was announcing, if anybody take anything away from the crime scene, that's a felon, because this is an open crime scene. And yet, here September the 11th, they took all of the debris. They carried it to a little mafia place in Brooklyn. That's what was doing the hauling. Put it on barges and then shipped it to China. And nobody's been indicted for interfering with a crime scene. And so when you stop and think about, you know, how they do it, and all of the papers we choose sides, this is a good paper, this ain't none of them.
But let's not forget who ran security on the World Trade Center, Marvin Bush's company, but his contract ended September 10th. But let's go further. Newsweek and AP reported Bush signed the launch order to attack Afghanistan September 10th, and they attacked Kabul the night of the attack. How did he have the aircraft carriers 2 months before ready? How did he have 44,000 U.S. troops in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan? How did he have his brother declare martial law in Florida the day before?
Yep. I mean, when you stop and think about, you know, it's so open and plain. But then I go back to what I said before. When you have a nation that's one-sixth of the world's population but consumes 94% of the world's hard drugs, that's not called counting alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine. And let me tell you something else, brother. Every 30 seconds, you and I have been talking, a woman in America has been beat up by her boyfriend or husband. No Taliban. So when you stop and think about this country we call America the beautiful, there's a whole lot of things have to happen before this country gets back to be the beautiful country that we want to believe.
It's become America the Babylon.
Yes, yes. Well, I put it better one than that. You know the story of Simon and Gomorrah, right?
Yes.
If this God didn't do something to America quick, then God owes a serious apology to Simon and Gomorrah. So somewhere, now here's where I fit in. I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, oh, God, when you take those, listen, we spend trillions of dollars a month for security. And you tell me some snotty-nosed punk, little dudes from a foreign country that can't speak English, most of them ain't never been to college, can slip in. It's just like the Mexicans coming across the border. Look, if you got Mexicans come across the border, can't read or write, never been to school, if they can get across that border, well, what is the KGB doing? What is French intelligence in Britain? They're not doing nothing because we're not going to permit them to come across. So when you see these folks coming across the border, they're not coming across because they love America. They're coming across because they're coming over here to get jobs. And if I came to Austin, Texas today and opened up a liquor store and only sold liquor to 13-year-old children and down, if you're 13 and 9, you can buy whiskey. If you're a cop, you don't come and arrest the children. You arrest me. So why are we going to arrest the Mexicans coming over the border instead of arresting the people that's luring them over with jobs? And you do that very simple. If your company gets caught hiring illegals, you lose the right to do business for 30 days.
But they don't want to stop it because they want to drive down the wages.
I know that, but I'm saying the American people is bitter with the folks that's coming through for the jobs instead of being bitter. It's a funny thing about American mentality. We will always attack the underdog. Do you know how many people I speak to, man, is fighting for your life? Oh, man, look, can you believe he's taking on this and he's taking on that? One person with courage has always been the majority. And so consequently, when you stop and think about it, see, you're too close to understand your influence. I'm out here. I try to do 250 days a year. I travel 24 hours a day, and your name keeps coming up. And I heard this here. And see, it's kind of interesting. When I go to a doctor, I trust that I thought my headache was a headache, and then you tell me it's a brain tumor. I don't need no second opinion. I trust you. Well, that's the way people feel about you across this country. They trust you, and so people who don't have the research and the finances to do the research, they pick it up, and they know, and then they promote it to their mother, to their friends, to their children. And so,
let me ask you this question. I've now discovered from insiders that Glenn Beck is taking what Oprah Winfrey does and what I do, and he has a team that fuses it together and then puts a pro-torture, pro-war, pro-patriot act on it. And he's now copying but twisting. What do I do about that? Because I feel dirty that my message that I mean to be good and pure is being turned into a counterfeit.
Well, let me tell you this here. Let's say you own General Motors, right? And I go buy me a Cadillac and use it to stick up a bank. Ain't a damn thing you can do about it. You're not making it for me to stick up banks. But when I buy it, I got a right to stick up, use it as a getaway car. So it just makes us smarter and slicker and hipper. And so there's nothing you can do about it. But you see, all of this will be exposed. Look.
Well, Dick, stay there. Dick Gregory's our guest. Amazing. DickGregory.com. We're going to get into a whole bunch of other issues on the other side. Stay with us. Amazing interview.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free How-To Gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
DickGregory.com is the website. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Dick's going to be with us about 20 minutes into the next hour. Amazing interview. I want to get into a host of issues. You know, we forget about Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. I mean, after Dick Gregory exposed it and the colonel leaked him the photos, I mean, they shot those guys in the head and blew the hatch, and Special Forces put on their mask, and then they remote controlled it into a mountainside over in Serbia. And they killed him. He said, if I go down, Clinton's going down. They said, you die. And they killed that whole group of CEOs on board that plane. They're not playing games. Just like they're stealing the death benefits of the dead troops. Bloomberg. Just like they're telling you DU's good for the troops. I mean, these are some cold, hardcore killers. People say, well, why are you still alive? Well, they may end up killing me someday. But the point is they know that'll make my message that much stronger. And they can't kill us all. Back when they killed Martin Luther King or Kennedy, we didn't have an internet. We didn't have tens of millions of people awake. We didn't have people coming together. Dick Gregory, getting into black leadership, because you've been there from the very beginning as a true leader, standing up against the oppression, you know, the modern slavery that was still going on, Jim Crow, all of it. But then I look at Margaret Sanger. I've done deep research. I actually sent off to the universities and got the actual letters, not just stuff on the internet, where she said, look, we got to kill these subhuman weeds. And we've got to pose as liberals. We got to hire black leaders. We got to pose as liberals. And we're going to get these people. And they have. I mean, 51% of black people that would have existed after 1973 don't exist. And that's why it's good that Glenn Beck, you know, had one of the nieces of Martin Luther King up there speaking about that. It's good that he's starting to be forced to cover that. So I don't, it's just that I know what's behind it. It's just to get our trust.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, a brief segment, but speaking about the black leadership, the fake leadership.
Before we go into that, let me just finish up my September 11th piece.
Yo, go ahead, sir. Right. Sorry. Yeah, I'm ranting.
I decided, looking at the firefighters and the first responders running into a building when everybody else was running out. And just looking at this, 900 first responders have died because of what was in the air, and nobody give a damn. So I decided this September the 11th that I was going to go on a fast. My birthday is October the 12th, 1932. So I'll be 78 this year. In 2 years, I will be 80. So I decided that as of right now, I'm eating no more solid food until my 80th birthday, and fasting and praying and asking people around the world at 12 noon every day at your time, just tune in to a meditation or a prayer that the truth will come out. Now, the folks that believe the truth is out, then why not pray? Pray that the truth will come out. Those of us that know what the truth is, you'd be surprised. You see, these folks can mess with this, they can do this, but the one thing they can't do, on a clear night, look up at the Big Dipper and the Milky Way. They can't mess with that. And the same force that put the Milky Way and the Big Dipper and the universe together put us together. And when you tune into that type of power, the rest of the stuff is just chump stuff. And so that's why somebody asked me today on the radio show, you've been fasting for 40 years. What did your doctor say? My doctor's been dead 30 years. And so, again, that's one person. And let me tell you something. Brother Jones, when's the last time the New York Times did a front-page story on you?
No, they've never done it.
When's the last time you had the cover of Parade magazine?
Never.
All right. I say that to say this. When the universe picks you, it leaves no footprints. It tells you, you don't have to be validated by the Washington Post or the New York Times or NBC. I've got your back, brother. I have validated you, and that's all that counts. And let me tell you the effect that we have. See, we look at things, and sometimes we don't know what it means.
Look, this is so deep, sir. Stay there. 1 minute break. Coming right back with Dick Gregory. This is an amazing interview, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.